I think when I get together with friends, they're always taking my money. fact is, I'm not the world's worst golfer, but I think it'll be a miracle, Fred, if I ever break 100.
All right. For this event, for a charity event, how did you get hooked up with the Scenic City Order of Good Cheer?
Well, it would seem the following. In a recent month or so, I'd been talking with one of my best friends, Michael Grady, up in Sable Beach, and a neighbor across the street from him, across the street from he and his wife, Jen, is Mike Smart, who's with the group for the Order of Good Cheer. And that's how it all started, about the possibility of coming up when I'm visiting my friends. Why wouldn't I, you know, try to participate in a good cause?
Isn't that terrific? Tony, we're with Tony Gabriel, former Canadian Football League star. Tony, how many offers and activities do you get on an annual basis, whether it's golf or a charity event or a speaking event? How busy are you now?
I would say at my age of 74 and having still standing, Fred, going back, you know, I finished off in 1981, but it's really heartening and an honor that, you know, 50-some-odd years, or I don't know how many, is that the close to 40-some-odd years or more?
Yeah, 40-plus.
42 years, whatever, since I've left the game behind. And it's always, you know, trying to help those charitable institutions or groups that I've got a very close association with over the years in sport. You know, you try to give back a little here and there. And one of the things that is close to my heart is our children. I've got three of my own. I've got three grandchildren. I come from a family of 12, Fred. I had seven brothers and four sisters. So you can imagine my mother, looking back, had, I think, 35 great-grandchildren and grandchildren before she passed away at the age of 90. So trying to do something in the community up there in the Owen Sound area. I think the Order of Good Cheer raised, I think, $43,000 or so for a splash pad last year. And so, you know, they're trying to do some good things for their community and kids. And I look forward to being part of it. And I just want to explain one thing, Fred, that I'm not going to be playing in the tournament itself, but I'm going to lead a putting contest.
Very good. All right. So we'll watch.
Well, the reason, just quickly to tell you so that it's clear to folks in the area, I've got a wonky back. It's been acting up. You know, if it wasn't bothering me, then, you know, I could play. But I thought this would be something that Mike Smart and I came up with. It's a great idea that if somebody wants me on their team in the putting contest, then they would add that in their score. So I think it's something that I can do without worrying about the back.
Sounds like it's going to be a great day for everybody connected. Last couple of questions for Tony Gabriel. Tony, you mentioned that you've been retired since 1981. Do you remember the sequence of how you finished your career, and does it bother you based on the fact that Ottawa was so close to winning that Grey Cup game?
Great question. You know, certainly I have been fortunate to be part and contributing in 1972 with the Hamilton Ticats. and winning in front of our home crowd against Saskatchewan. And I was fortunate again in 1976 with the Ottawa Rough Riders Exhibition Stadium in Toronto to beat Saskatchewan coming from behind with seconds left with what people seem to remember as the catch. And I say, thank God I didn't drop it. But in the final game of my career, honing in on your question, the week before against Hamilton in the Eastern Final, unfortunately, I had my left knee planted and Harold Woods, the defensive safety, hit me straight on so that I had partially torn ligaments and cartilage for the Grey Cup in Montreal that year against, you know, Warren Moon, Tom Wilkinson, and all the vaunted Edmonton Eskimos. And although they were 21 point or more, we were underdogs by 3 touchdowns at least. At halftime, J.C. Watts, our quarterback, had us up 20-1. We shouldn't have come out for the second half. But certainly the last play of my career, I don't want to add sour grapes to this, but because of the hobbling and trying to, you know, at that time my knee was numb with about 2 or 3 minutes left in the game, we were tied 23-23, Fred. And we had the ball. JC was in trouble scrambling to his left. And so you're taught as a receiver to try to come back to towards him when that happens to try to get open. And, of course, in the midst of my trying to, with my full knee brace, left knee, I may have seemed like I was pushing off the defender, Gary Hayes. But he was draped all over me, and I caught the pass with one arm on my left side before I fell to the ground and kept a hold of it. We were over midfield at that point, and a flag goes out after the play, and the referee calls double interference. I'd never heard of that call. Up until, you know, my 11-year career, up until that very moment where it was obvious Gary was called for interference. What would they have done if I would have dropped the ball? Because I caught it, hell, all we needed was one more first down, get Jerry Organ, our reliable kicker, into the game, and we could have won the game 26-23. But as it turned out, we had to punt the ball. Edmonton drove down, and Dave Cutler, with 6 seconds left or whatever, kicks the winning goal, 26-23. But Fred, in ending 11-year career, I gave it my all. I caught several passes to contribute to our, well, which was a tie with seconds left. But the fact is, we got to the cup with only a record of 5-11 that year. And so I'm very, very pleased. 2 out of 3 Grey Cup championship rings that I wear for 72 and 76, I wear proudly. And I was very pleased, you know, to be part of the Rough Rider team that made it to the cup that year.
Thanks for sharing that, Tony. And finally, you alluded to the catch for what you're most famous known. Is there a day go by that you aren't reminded of it, either by somebody else or in your own mind?
Well, in both categories, it's indelibly written in my mind. I know the play, as it was called, was kind of fun looking back with Tommy Clements. Calling of the play where our wide receiver, Gary Kuzik, I had been traded with from Hamilton. He came in from from our offensive coordinator in the sidelines, Tom Dimitrov, was having him bring in a play. But as soon as Gary started, Tommy said, no, Well, Rob Eye, fake 34. That's the three, the fullback through the four hole, faking, tight end flag. And the play before, I'd gotten hit, on a late hit after a catch, to get us down to our first down territory, about the 24 yard line. And my head was spinning. Thought I might have had a concussion. But anyways, in staying in the game, I knew the ball was coming my way, Fred. And we're behind like 20 to 16. Everybody knows we have to, you know, try to get a touchdown. And Tommy called that fateful play where I was able to put a move on Ted Provost, number 10, man-to-man. He bit to the inside on my post move, and I went back to the flag corner area. It was wide open. Our offensive line had given Tom a lot of time to throw the ball. And I used to say, I looked at ball with my eyes 6 feet wide open. There was no way I was going to drop it. It was worth 6,000 double for the winners versus, for each guy versus 3,000 for the losers. And that game won us the championship. And with, I think, about 19 seconds left, Fred. And I always am very, very thankful for the sequence of how 76 was a great year.
Wow. This has been delightful. Tony, thank you for your time, and all the best on August 25th with the Scenic City Order of Good Cheer.
Yeah, we're looking to have a great time, good weather, and as well, you know, it's a great cause. Keep up the good work, and I'll say cheers to the Order of Good Cheer.